In a Southern Garden by Dorothea McKellar. When the tall bamboos are clicking to the restless little breeze, and bats begin their jerky skinning flight, and the creamy scented blossoms of the dark pittosporum trees grow sweeter with the coming of the night, and the harbor in the distance lies beneath the purple pall, and nearer at the garden's lowest fringe, loud the water soughs and gurgles mid the rocks below the wall, dark heaving with a dim uncanny tinge of a green as pale as beryls, like the strange faint-colored flame that wraps around the women of the sea, and the strip of sky to westward which the camphor laurels frame has turned to ash of rose and ivory. And a chorus rises valiantly from where the crickets hide, close shaded by the balsams drooping down. It is evening in a garden by the kindly waterside, a garden near the lights of Sydney Town.